Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let's Watch an Anime Month. Today, let us watch Redline. This was originally going to be Princess Mononoke, but Pudge changed his mind midway through, and I think this might be better because it's Madhouse, and I like Madhouse. And it also looks insane with the pompadours and the space racing and the live and... Yeah, so as always, these commentaries are brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today it's brought to you by Split Reason. They have a whole bunch of awesome shirts and shit, and if you use the promo code FIREBALL, you'll get 10% off your order. Click the link at the bottom of the page and go buy some awesome shirts. And while our shirts are not as awesome, we have shirts. Go to deathstoreprods.com/store, get yourself some shirts, some hoodies, we have sleeves and whatnots, and we are still holding open call for art. If you have art that you think would make a cool shirt, and that you want to see as a shirt, then send it to bobby1@deathstoreprods.com or post it in the forums. There's a post for that. And if we like it, we'll make it into a shirt, and we'll give you a cut of the profits made from that shirt. So, yeah, we're looking for it. Or if you just feel like giving us money, go to deathstoreprods.com/indiegogo. That is I-N-D-I-E-gogo. And donate to that. All the money will be going towards helping us get more helping us more equipment to get more content and better content. And I'm being attacked by static. Like, God, your microphones are so staticky.
Oh well,
it's not my fault.
That will give me overcome by the movie.
Yeah, well, or if you don't feel like giving us money, just spread the word and help us get people who might actually give us money. You lazy people. Or if you feel like donating to an actual cause that will help people, go to deathstoreprods.com/extralife. We are once again doing Extra Life, and we are trying to raise $1,000 to help Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And if you join our team, help us raise money, or just donate money, and the top fundraiser on our team and the top donator, if they want to, will be joining us for our 24-hour live stream on October 20th. From 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., we'll just be sitting down, talking about the games we're playing, talking about Extra Life in general, and talking pretty much anything we want, because we will... It'll get pretty boring if we're just sitting there, hey, I killed a thing. I killed another thing. Oh, I died. So, yeah. Donate some money, help save some kids, and come join us for live thing on October 20th. Hey. So, as always, I'm your host, Damian, and join me today, we have Bovion. Who is sick. I guess he caught the Jedi disease of Ghost. And Pudgetron, who is not sick.
No, not so much. Mm. Well, not physically ill, anyway.
Yes, mentally, it's open game. It's like... It's open house up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shax will not be joining us because he has opted out of Anime Month. He felt that just him sitting here just saying, oh, these movies fucking suck, they're all stupid, would not exactly be a constructive use of commentary tracks.
I agree.
So for now, it'll just be the three of us, your anime crew. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to be watching Redline. We are starting this movie as soon... So we're going through the logos, it'll have like the FLC or whatever the crap that logo was at the beginning. And then it'll have the Madhouse logo. And we're going to be starting when the Madhouse logo is on the red background and the ripples have just disappeared. So it'll just say Madhouse and there'll be red everywhere. So for us, that's 22 seconds in. For you, it might be something different. So, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, so starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Logo.
Yep.
I see what you did there.
In the far distant future.
Redundant.
when cars are being replaced by hover cars. There are fools who carry on. Racing with a vanishing spirit. Okay.
And apparently eating pistachios.
Yeah. Okay, that's an awesome dog.
Yeah, they're fairly common in this movie, actually.
Oh, so this is where all the dogs from Dragon Ball went.
Yeah. heads up for the most annoying kid in the world.
What?
You'll see him in a sec.
What the fuck were they smoking?
Space weed.
This movie is like... It's like someone's tripping on acid through this entire thing.
It's not so bad. Yeah. You clearly haven't seen Paprika yet.
Not yet, but I want to. I've seen some AMVs of... I've seen some AMVs of Paprika.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Dad should murder that kid.
Okay, so I cannot place where this art style looks familiar to me.
Yeah.
It looks like a flash animation I saw like once. Wow, he's not using the camera right.
I know.
It's like he's never used a camera. God, just beat the kid to death with the camera.
Oh yeah, and the music is awesome in this. Yeah. By the way, it's that cheesy sort of, well, the style that only the Japanese are capable of, that it's like, makes entire lyrics, entire song lyrics about one word. In which case, most of the time in this case, like, racer's names. You know the Bleach anime victory music?
Yeah.
It's like that. Kind of that style.
Okay, so there's so much shit going on, I can't read the subtitles. Okay, so is this just like... This entire thing looks like if the pod racing sequences from that first star, from that first prequel movie were, you know, good. Yeah. And insane. Is that like...
One of the best parts of the movie is that the main character drives the Trans Am.
Yeah. I was just reading that. I was like, wait, so he's the bandit? So, wait, what?
It's Nitra.
That's their NOS?
Yeah.
Wow.
Space. Or it is, anyway. They're different.
Wow, it's over 9,000 Gs.
Oh, man, I am freaking the fuck out.
What'd you say you put in these brownies? What, no one else has NOS?
Well, presumably not, I guess. The rest of them have other gadgets, though. You'll see in a sec.
Yes.
This isn't anything that was illegal made.
I hit the button so hard I broke it. Outstanding. Now it's Fast Five. This is like if someone said, like, hey, make a Fast and Furious movie, but on acid. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that guy was like a boss fight in a video game I played recently. Hello, ladies. Space Coke?
Yes.
Outstanding.
It actually is. It's not just me saying stuff. Except you seem to eat it, as opposed to...
Well, sort it. Yeah, well, with real Coke, you do, like, rub that into your gums. Yeah. That's Coke. Hey, teach a little line. That guy's getting that shit in there.
Yeah. Weird shit happens with that guy's mouth. Thankfully, you don't see him a whole lot.
So they planted a bomb in the JP's car?
Yes, that is the implication.
God, what was... The people who organized this event had to know that that was going to happen.
And, of course, cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
And now her car's hydroplaning.
Well, she's a hover. It's a hover car.
She's what?
It's a hover car.
Oh, hovercraft. Yeah. Did that missile just laugh at him?
Yes.
Now all of a sudden I'm in Persona 3. This music is reminding me so much of Persona. now that I think about it, this would be like if someone asked Japan to make a wacky races anime. Is the dog going? Lord. This is insane. You're just like, ah, I'm fucking loving this. I'm on so much drugs right now, I don't know what's happening.
He's really just in his bedroom playing Forza.
No, he's like a 7-year-old who like took some of his dad's acid. Now he's hanging out in this race car bed. which happens to just be modeled after the bandit car. He's wiped some of his teeth off his fingers. So why did they call him Sweet JP?
Presumably because he's nice.
Now get back to the Hard Rock. God.
It's like a mixture between F-Zero and The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Oh God, the car's freaking out.
He's got afterburners.
So, fuck it. I give my car more drugs. I go so fast my skin melts off.
I'm not sure if it shows it here, but you'll see what happens to him. at the very least later on, when he gets up to his top speeds.
Oh god! This is awesome! Can you cross the finish line if you're in the water? Yeah, it's nice. Like, different. Horrible dystopian future where they have hover cars and, like, weird pill nitros and shit. But this thing is a checkered flag.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So, he raises...
The forces of it are popping blood vessels, presumably.
He races so hard he bleeds. I'll push the gas pedal down so hard! God. Oh God, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, well, they're deep in debt with the mob.
Yeah, I got that.
So they're making their money back by fixing races.
It's nice that in slow motion it actually turns into a race. Yeah, that is some bullshit.
That is the feeling that they were going for.
It's like, oh, I've... So is he... How did he survive that?
It's the future.
I mean, he must have been going, like, you know, Mach 12 or something. And then to crash, and then, like, crash into everything, and then flip out, and then just... God. Okay, so now it looks like we're in, like, the opening cinematics for a video game.
Yeah. The type sequence.
Yeah. Press X to handbrake. So, woo, red line. God, now that's freaking out. I like that they said that.
Yeah, they did.
Were those supposed to be bruises on his face?
They look like... It's just smeared blood.
They look like pustules. Oh, now we got the hose. Oh, pimp. Ladies. Face is so shiny. God, it's like Michael Bay directed a person.
I have to use that line sometime.
That was like actually a great
Michael
insult.
Bay directed a person.
Ooh, tits. Tits are 78th in the world. That's what's gotta suck for... That's really gonna suck for JP. I mean, I'm not dead. At least I'm not dead, but still.
So yeah, basically... The red line, which is the race they're referring to there, is basically not announced in the location for it. Is it announced by, like, the last minute? So as to avoid government forces and arrestings and such?
So it's not legal?
No.
yet they televise everything?
On underground channels through William Backwater Planet.
Oh, so that's underground TV.
I guess, yeah. You know, this is a highly organized thing. It's just... But yeah. But basically, that is... It happens every 5 years. Kind of like the underground racing Olympics.
That guy is greasy. Wait, so that guy's his mechanic?
Yes.
He doesn't look like a mechanic. I like his hair.
James?
Yeah, I love a good pompadour. And now just... press. Oh god. It's like the press has evolved into an amorphous blob. Damn, son. Robo World. That can only go well.
Now to see how well it will go.
I'm not sure if this is a thing, but, like, should the underground, like, illegal channels really have better resolution than the, like, actual official channels?
Well, this, to be fair, it seems like this is pirating off of the underground channels. Like, it cut in. Or something. Yeah. Or they cut into the official channels to steal that footage. Or something, so that may be, that explain it.
That's what we bitched out. It's like, I just race for fun, I don't race for the blah, 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 blah. Wait, so are those two kids press?
It would seem that way, yes.
I figured they're just fans, you know, got in. Awesome!
Yes.
That's a fucking switch comb!
Yep.
it's like they just transplanted them from the 50s. God. Oh, what the? What the balls? What is happening?
A family in a different anime is getting excited for this race. That's fucking awesome it is.
Yeah. That is just how big this race is.
it's like we're not just intercontinental, we're not just intergalactic, we're inter fucking dimensional, bitch. Now prepare for the greatest roller coaster ride ever. So what, now they're ODSTs?
Hell yes.
Seems like a bit too early to open that. So this is the galactic government?
Or at least some form of government type thing. Mm-hmm. That controls this sector or something.
Oh, cat! It's a kitty.
A space cat.
So in this till in the future you can donate planets?
No, why not? I mean, if you've got planets of air.
Yeah, it's like the Mania Planet thing to turn into realism. You know, they're going to the track Mania Planet now.
Whatever you say, Robo Ganon.
Yeah, he doesn't torment anything, though.
What do you think is that pipe going up his nose? You think that thing is just attached like a hashish pipe somewhere?
I don't know. he touched on a similar thing later and put them in a, so it could be like a sort of feeding.
Oh god. It is like, that thing, that kind of looks like Galactus and Optimus Prime had a baby.
It's because they did.
Why doesn't he have skin?
Because he's a robot.
Yeah, but they're all robots and they have skin.
They're cyborgs. They're partially human.
So we've got Galactus Prime and Robo-Gan.
He just drank his own piss. Now you got Space Mexican music. Oh god! It's tiny tumor bird people. Get the fuck off before I make chicken wings. Are you just slap him in the eyes?
Yeah, I think.
You're freaking the fuck out! Guys are all on. I love this fucking movie.
The overwhelming consensus it seems is that everybody's tripping balls or something.
Spends every cent he has on smokes. Crying smoke. That's some bad withdrawal, motherfucker. God. Shaq's gonna be sorry if he missed this.
He can watch it anyway.
So is he not good with hover vehicles?
They're sort of a new technology. As was implied texting at the beginning.
Yeah.
So you could very well have not even driven one before.
We thought you spent all this money on smokes. How do you afford the motorcycle?
He stole it.
God.
Yeah, but I will admit that fight seems impractical, especially the French part.
Oh yeah, that you would not be able to, you would not be able to see anything in front of you.
And yet, I don't think he ever crashes. Actually, he does. Never mind. He does once.
Yeah, so a lot of this movie just kind of gave me, like, laughing at everything that's going on because it's so insane.
And the cigarettes were worth every penny.
Yeah. Oh, God, Trans Am is fucked. Like, I'm just fucking drinking. Like, everything I make you destroy.
It's like JP's cue.
Yeah. God. Is that guy a horse?
I think he probably fall from some form of insect. Hidden by the six limbs and all.
You know, with, like, the extended face and the hand going, "Arr."
Maybe with some unholy matrimony of horse and insect.
Yes. Made by the American government, obviously. You know, Natch.
See, there. He's called Sweet JP because he doesn't hurt anybody.
Oh, my.
As in, he doesn't do weapons.
Why does everyone in this movie have Kingdom Hearts shoes?
I don't know. Because that's the style of the time.
If someone starts shooting keys at people, I'm gonna just fucking scream.
It almost happens.
What is he doing? Is he trying to shit himself?
He's stretching. Like, he's sitting and lifting his legs fully extended, lifting them off the ground, and just trying to balance like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. Dude, back the fuck off! Your breath smells like piss and alcohol. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, clearly with that pink suit. It's a good shot. It's a space fedora.
Yep.
Both used to be freaking out about that.
A pink space fedora?
I want a fucking space fedora. Not a pink one, though.
That guy's a severe aversion to hats. He likes caps. There's a difference. I bet that guy's gonna die.
You can guess if you want.
Yeah, I know, like, guessing in this movie is about... It makes it's pretty much worthless, because nothing... This movie is this thing where literally anything can happen. I'm guessing, like, from what I've seen so far. Don't fuck with the Fandora. I mean, Fedora. I mean, not fucking Fedora, I mean, Pompadour. I got so infatuated, I couldn't feel his pants fall down.
Yes. The general consensus is that everybody wants to get with her.
That guy's alive! I don't want to eat live shit. You know your hair's long when you bow down and, like, show of appreciation or something, your hair almost hits the ground. Well, I bet they are, baby. Bitch, I'm eating my soup.
Could be, like, green tea.
In a bowl that big?
You really like green tea?
Bitch, I'm drinking my drink. Oh, I bet he did. Lord! Let's get cock-locked by a giant lizard thing. It's like a lizard lobster. I forgot that thing was alive! Yeah, my guy's a little bitch. Is that... Was that one of the robot generals?
He wasn't the general. He was just sort of the... He was Galactus Prime's... His personal man.
Oh, God. Wow, that guy's face is... Damn, son.
In case you haven't guessed, he used to be military.
Really? Kick to the face. Ooh. Bounces off Galactus Prime, I'm guessing.
Nope.
No. Oh, fuck.
Not so what? Much.
What the balls? Oh, God.
Listening to the music?
He's like, he's the fastest man alive. That's what the ladies say.
Gets his own entrance music and everything. It's awesome.
Christ. Go for the tits. So, what just happened?
They blew a hole in the thing for, in the side of the restaurant. It looked like.
Well, these people really do not like racing.
That's pretty much the general consensus among them, yes.
What's wrong with racing?
Because it sows disorder. I think is what it is. The main problem.
Wait, that guy's a metal pompadour.
Robo-Pompadour.
It's a Galactus Prime Robo-Pompadour. It's more than meets the eye. Oh, God. Just punch that guy's teeth into his knuckles.
Yep.
Sup, bro? Does everyone in this world smoke?
Maybe the medical advances have made it redundant. So it doesn't matter. They just do it to look cool in the most literal way possible.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a dickhead, I just do this to look cool. I'm too cool to care about your guns. That's so great. A jackass.
I don't care, my pompadour's better than yours.
Oh yeah. I sculpt mine with a comb. You just get yours out of a cast. Mine takes a tender love and care that can only come from a switchblade comb. Aw, muffin. His pompadour is bigger than his head.
Yes, it changes sizes depending on the situation.
I'm guessing when it goes faster, it like stretches out to like the size of him.
Yep, that's if you notice that when he throws the nitrous in and it does the extended thing.
Yeah.
It extends.
Yeah, it does the weird light speed thing where it just goes toward one fixed point. Christ, that is a poorly designed motorcycle.
I do it for the bitches.
Yeah. It's like, why do anything? I do it for that ass.
Well, to be honest, spoiler alert, that's actually kind of why he does it.
Of course he does it. Look at that collar. A guy with a leather jacket and a pompadour only does racing for the bitches. That's all he does anything for.
Well, one specific bitch.
Do it for the bitches.
Can you guess who?
One of those dog people from the opening credit, from the opening scene.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he actually does it for the bitches.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dog lover. Oh God. Was they knew each other?
Not really.
Oh, I bet you did, baby. That was back before it was cool. Was that really a worthy moment? That thing really needs back support.
Yeah.
He's still on that shit. Frisbee magic. So you gotta throw it, but if it's a windy day, you're just fucked. It's great that he lights his like matches on the crest on his jacket. You know, he's too cool to use stubble on his face, so he uses his jacket. Like anime is always just won over by a simple question. And the guy just like so firm, it's like no, fuck that shit. And it's like, oh come on, please. Oh okay. Nothing like hanging out with your space buddy drinking space beer.
Yep. Well, the space garage.
While your space Trans Am's getting buffed. Got it.
By a space horse bug.
I love talking about this movie. Eating space chips. Is he just inhaling it now? Oh, exhaling it. Okay. That answers that question. Oh, I thought that was music.
Nope.
It's like another bumping soundtrack coming. $25,000 to 1.
Yep.
Wow. That is the most non-threatening voice you could have had.
And then it does that.
Yeah, and then it shoots lava at you. Good lord.
And that's how they break up underground gambling.
Yeah, with a very non-threatening voice and space lava.
And then she
said that. Tits. She eating tomatoes?
Yep.
Or some sort of berry.
Okay. The guy's like Axel.
Well, yeah, he's a robot, so he integrates himself into his car.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. It's just...
So he gets the edge of reaction time and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, look at doggy. Oh, you're a real doggy. Is that a lava lamp trophy for the square root of a Tetris piece?
Looks like. Probably a space Tetris piece.
Yeah. Space Tetris is way more insane. Tits. Magical superpowers?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They're literally magic.
I wouldn't doubt it. Super boins.
Boin.
You get it? You get it? And they're all doing their best Sharon Stone. Aw, yeah. And everyone was just like, oh, yeah. Good lord. Wait, so they're also pop artists?
Yes.
Space pop artists.
Mm-hmm. Space idols.
Oh, God.
These two have to be some of my favorite guys, though.
They look like they're from Wacky Races. So they're assassins?
Bounty hunters.
Bounty hunters. That guy on the right looked like Beavis.
Space Beavis.
Yeah. So he has a DVD collection of his own hunts?
Yes, apparently it would seem that way, yeah.
Well, it seems like all you get for this race is fame, so you gotta merchandise to make money. Yes.
It explodes. I'm good. Hey, baby! Did he space explode?
You bet it.
Man, I'm Jill. Oh God! Look at those hairs.
All of those hairs.
Yeah. So hey, Beast is in this movie.
Yep. And he's a dirty cop.
So it's Sylvester Stallone as Beast. As I was saying, that all I heard was Beasto charging.
His name's Hamish.
Wait, so that's all he does? Just, I challenge you to a race, I'm gonna put you in jail?
Maybe.
He's got his bitch. That's charismatic? See the bald man out of his ass?
And that's pretty much them.
Okay. Just so fucking chill. Wait, so it's the last Air Master.
And they put that in his car.
They put that Trans Am with that shit, that's gonna be fucking awesome. Ooh, explosions.
Yeah, I'm assuming he doesn't know a whole lot about personal space.
No, he doesn't. Not with that mustache. Is gonna fuck this. Is he gonna put like a bomb in that too?
Presumably, yeah.
Cosmo titanium. That's great. That's just great. Okay, now they have wire whip things. Oh. Oh god, no. Cosmo lava. Hey, that plays. That guy's just so fucking chill about all this. Yeah. I got my space cat, I'm happy.
He's the secretary. He has to be cool about it.
Yeah. This is probably baked right now. What do you think's in that pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just feeds his cat a constant supply of weed, and then just takes the shit, puts it in the pipe, and smokes it. Oh, that's great.
Like a sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as it comes on screen, hey! That guy looks like Orko. Is that a heart? So it's so Space Orko and Space Beavis, the bounty hunters.
Yep.
This movie.
Or Cosmo Orko.
Yeah, Cosmo
Orko. Orko.
Yeah. Perfect.
But seriously, the best part of the movie is easily when they're first starting the race.
Oh, no doubt. That's... Oh, God. I cannot wait. Oh, isn't that cute? Little fact, those flowers are actually poisonous. So he just gave her death.
And then he gets back.
Woo! I should have got a motorcycle with a smaller front.
Yeah.
plants in a field of flowers. Totally fine.
Yep. Cool.
Oh, dude, these flowers are tripping me out.
It's just a laughing kid. If you're going to fall from extremely high heights, aim for a flower bed.
Yes.
It's 100% guaranteed survival.
Yes. It'll also get you fucked up. And your eyes will catch on fire. And your eyes catch fire. A dark past? Oh, what? What? Oh, snap. Now she knows he threw the race. She knows she doesn't belong there. It's the pompadour. Little known fact, kids, when you have a pompadour, it absorbs the impact of every single damage you'll ever take, so yeah. You have a pompadour and you get your leg broken, your pompadour just bends a bit. Dropping its balls. Wait, what? So what's happening now?
Magic.
Well, yeah, magic. But they explain it in, like, 2 seconds.
So they're doing a magical trench run?
Marking the finish line.
Okay. Got his ass on my car. Hyperdimensional drive.
Yep.
So, yeah. How dare they use something theoretical on our planet? I love that that's what he's pissed off about. It's like, that's just a theory. Oh, God, that's an awesome chair. Satellite chair. Oh, Christ.
These are giant disintegrator arrays, in case you missed it the first time around.
No, I saw that. It was like hyper disintegrator shit, but why is it alive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's in a yellow suit. That guy is still just tripping balls. Oh, God. Could you slip into that car's anus?
Presumably, yes.
God's mechanic is just flipping the fuck out. Oh, God. What is wrong with that guy? Good Lord.
Same thing that's wrong with everybody else. Tripping balls.
Everyone's I'm pretty sure it's not healthy being on that much drugs. Got another plane's tripping out. Cat. Been no shit's going down. Oh, God. Damn, why aren't we fine? Oh, yeah. Malfunction.
The lens.
Yeah, and then tagged it.
Okay, everybody, we must listen.
They really need three shots and going,
Yes. He's like, space him.
Yeah. What the? It's trademark DuckTale. It's like they gave the guy from Fez, like, 8 pounds of cocaine. Gomez, I think, is his name. So, you can walk on the hologram and walk in the hologram? Or is that guy standing on something?
Well, he just stepped down, so... See? Presumably, the floor underneath can sort of raise platforms up at on demand.
Oh. Okay. Oh, God. That is terrifying. Oh, God. That is horrifying. Oh, God. Now there's mechs. Of course there's mechs.
I like how they are sort of practical with their release system. There's not all the weird turning.
Yeah.
That is just stupid.
Yeah.
It's just sort of, you know, go up.
Yep.
And
that's a lot of guns to take out just street racers. Chitara mech?
Yes.
Why does it have hands?
Because it's a mech. I wasn't lying. You can transform later.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's how we do shit in my neighborhood, bitch. Their car looks like the thing from Spider Riders. Oh god. Be careful, Space Beavis. They're coming for you. God. Yeah, this is seriously like Fast and the Furious 2. Like, just this insane amount of anti-racing shit going on. For 1 second, he lost his cool. Just like, what the fuck? Ah, I see. Funky Boy?
So, you'll see Funky Boy in a sec. Well, not in a sec. Eventually. He's creepy as shit.
Oh god, robots! Hit button to climb vertical wall.
Well, it's not that weird.
True.
F1 cars can drive upside down with the speeds they go, and they don't even have boosters.
Oh, God. Can they jump? Do they have grappling hooks?
Not yet.
It's only a matter of time. F-Zero's coming.
I think Batman needs to enter this race.
Maybe Batman would get fucked.
No,
not if you got the new space-age car.
Get the space Batmobile?
Exactly.
Oh, fuck. Look at those little things. Oh, they're so cute. Oh, look at those little motorcycles. They're so cute. You'd think you'd want something blocking your eyes while you're going at, like, Mach 12.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Wait for it. This is the greatest boost ever.
Wait, are his hands on backwards?
He's got two thumbs.
Okay.
So it kind of looks that way, but...
wasn't the boost pill. Just turns into a fucking
and
flaming shuriken.
Hits himself across the water.
What the? It makes a good skipping stone. Good lord. Hey, it's Michael Batman. Oh, God. He's so old he has to be force-fed his cocaine?
Two thumbs.
Okay. Starts fingering the control stick. Okay, so, yeah, it's a person.
I mean, it was a cockpit, right?
Oh.
It's a breakdancing robo chick with tits? Okay! What the balls?
Magic!
They just tickled him to death. Bitch, my head is bleeding. Galactus Prime, if a Galactus Prime commands it, he fucking commands us.
I'm just realizing this now, but how does Lulu Dazen talk without lips?
What?
How does Little Daisyna, the guy fighting the other guy right now,
yep.
How does he create coherence without it?
I don't know! That's weird. That's weird how you mentioned it, yeah. It's great that now everyone's just like, yeah, he's in the race now. Just blowing up all the landmines you can. Yeah. Fuck, dude. Wait, so their car's a spider motors? This car's a spider motorcycle? Oh god, what are they doing? Funky boy. He likes that funky music.
Yep. Well, he's more of a yellow, not a white boy.
You dumbasses. Great they put a wheel on the front of his car.
Yep.
It's great that even though he's so far away, there's still that lens flare on his eye patch. Oh, balls. Good lord. This seems retarded. This seems so fucking insane for just, you know, racers. Cosmorco is just out of his car and running at the same speed as his car. Okay, so now it's all of a sudden it's Evangelion? Is that gonna be like a joke with them every time they say we did it? They get fucked?
I guess. They don't really deal with them a whole lot anymore.
Tits. Okay, for a second I thought the movie was crapping up. Like, oh crap, what happened? Oh god!
Just believe in yourself.
Yeah, that's so great.
You and then, do it.
And then Goro Rider just comes up with a fucking gorilla tank and crashes into it. Like, fuck it, let's do it. Oh, God. Is that Godzilla?
That's Funky Boy.
So, Space Godzilla.
Yes.
Cosmozilla.
Well, not really. Once you see what it is.
Break the shit out of the amber. Oh Christ, Sarlacc pit.
Funky boy pit.
This funky boy the Sarlacc? Oh Christ.
Not so much.
No shit. Oh God. Christ!
See?
What's happening?
Space baby!
That looks like space fetus.
Yep.
So they made a fetus into a bioweapon? Or they made a bioweapon that was a fetus?
I think it's more just a bioweapon that happened both like that.
If they had left it in that cocoon for a few more centuries, would it turn into a baby?
I have no idea.
You know, life begins when the government decides you need to exist. Mitt Romney, 2012. Wait, target them with the weapon that doesn't work?
Well, they got fixed.
Oh, okay.
If you were paying attention, they mentioned that they finished the repairs just then.
Sorry, I was just... Like I said, it's hard to pay attention to what this movie is actually saying. Oh, God. Fuck you, space fetus. Well, so maybe that's what that baby at the end of 2001 was. It was Funky Boy 2.0. He just fucking takes it.
He's hiding behind a car.
Yeah, but cars, you know, aren't really that reliable in aren't really that reliable a barrier between explosions and shit.
Actually, they are. Mythbusters proved that.
Yeah, but with what just happened, like the Speedmaster car flipped over, the weird like titty shifting car.
He's not harmed. Look how dirty he is.
He's gonna take the coat to the dry cleaners tomorrow.
Look at leather. You can't dry clean leather.
Well, I don't know how you clean leather. Do you like beat it with a stick or something?
Presumably the same way you clean the rest of the skin you have.
So you shower with it?
That's probably a way.
Clean the ass out of this. Clean the glass out of the seat. And her car is fucked.
Snap.
Yep. Bitch, move your ass and help. Aww. I almost feel like helping him now. Get it? You got it?
See? That's why it's his name.
It's like... God, lazy bitch! Hey, you know, you want to win this race? We might be able to help if you know turn the car over. It's always the mechanic. Wait, did that guy just load up a gun with screwdrivers?
He certainly did.
Is that an engineer's gun?
Presumably.
I was like, if you just screw something in from quite a distance away, just put on the scope and fire?
Well, it's a triple-barreled shotgun by the looks of it.
To me, it looks like a pistol. Like a revolver kind of thing.
Well, that could be true, too. Triple-barreled magnum.
Yeah.
Or screwdriver magnum.
Yeah. It's a mechanics magnum. A mech magnum, if you will. That guy's still alive. Oh yeah, so let's fight one bioweapon with another bioweapon. Oh god! What happened to you, Galactus Prime?
Now this should destroy the persona.
Yeah, that. What the fuck? I don't know what's happening anymore. Oh god, is that guy driving a gun?
A motorcycle gun.
Okay. Yeah, I'll buy it.
It's that thing from Cloverfield. Zip.
Yep. Now I got our oomphs back. Aw, yeah. Oh, Christ. Did you see his pompadour? I love that every time he uses his nitro, like, his car flips over itself, like, 7 times.
Yeah. He has impeccable control while going that fast, though.
Oh, yeah, he is...
You weave through those military guys?
He is insanely awesome.
Worst penmanship ever.
Oh, yeah, that is terrible. Let me just wrap a business here, I need to get my fucking cocaine. My part as a mechanic is on the line. Now, Space Fedora's. Why does everyone have such disdain for space fedoras? Fuck you guys. Oh no, it was a shotgun. It was a triple
barrel. No, it is firing screwdriver.
It's a triple barrel screwdriver shotgun. Seven, you're a dumbass. Aw, oh, Frisbee. I love it. I love Daisy and she's like, this is awesome! Oh, God. It blew up his car. And he's doing it one-handed. Man, you fucked his Trans Am.
And About now is the point when you realize he's pretty much just driving his engine.
Yeah.
With wheels attached to it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. He is drunk. It's so great that the guy's driving a gun.
And it's never explained why they're all different colors like that.
No. Fuck it. I'm done. Oh, God, what's happening? What's it? They're destroying the finish line? Okay. It's great that those bitches just there like fix her crown.
Yeah. That's her job, to hold her crown on.
Yeah. Yes. Aw. Oh, you're Triple H. It's time to play the game. The goddess is sucking my dick. Oh. That's such a great double entendre. What's up, kid? He's Fonzie, is brought to you by Michael Bay. This lens flare, everything. Oh, finish line! I see it, then G-Force. Did you just pull a wheel out of his stomach?
Robot.
Okay. Wait, does he have a radio?
Apparently.
Huh. Yeah, so, let's just hit the fucking bomb! So, he's gonna win because his car exploded? Amazing. It's the greatest movie ever. Oh god, now he turned into a Kuma. Wait, did they just kick their engine?
It didn't seem that way.
They just kicked it in the first place. Run in the first place.
Oh, they're flying through the air.
But they're air running. Tell me the Pompadour's gonna win. Tell me the Pompadour's gonna win. It's gonna win. It's gonna win. And now confetti in the studio. And now bitches. No, Oh, they're magical. This is the greatest movie ever. Aw, yeah. I got some space booty. So nonchalant, just, I love you. Cool.
And the moral of the story is?
Explosions are awesome. And they, yes. When in doubt, explode.
Now, the credit sequence is actually, well, not so much cool as I actually genuinely enjoy the song.
Okay.
But.
Well, does anything happen during the credits, or is it just actually just credits?
It's just credits. Rainbow credits, but it's credits with the song.
Yeah. Okay, so. That's going to do it. We're going to cut it there. So, thank you for joining us for the best commentary movie ever. I'm pretty sure, like, when this commentary actually comes out, it's going to be terrible, because it's just going to be me going through the entire thing. Oh, God, that movie was awesome!
But it's definitely a movie that everybody should go out and see. And yeah. Get.
Yeah, and it's hard to commentate on, because it's so awesome. Like, there's so much shit happening that you can't really... I think it was good up to like the point where I said like it's like Michael Bay directed a person and then all downhill from there. But yeah, so thanks for joining us. Be sure to come back next week when we'll be watching the objectively less awesome Naruto Shippuden the Movie 1. And yeah, so we'll be having our regular run of podcasts for that week too. We got Anything Cast, movies and comics next week. Not in that order. But, yes, we should join us next week. Hopefully I'll have this up on Friday, because I'm sorry about getting the Summer Wars not up until Sunday. I forgot. Okay. Don't hit me. But yeah, so, until next time, I'll be screwing my brains up for next week, but until next time, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobby One.
And I'm Budgetron.
See you guys next time.